Hello and welcome back to Rooted Families. It's great to be with you again. We took a break over the summer and are now back to continue the big story at episode 22. Rooted Families is a weekly podcast from Central Church in Edinburgh. Our aim is to encourage you as a family to do discipleship together, around the breakfast table, in the car, at bedtime, whenever you get a chance to be together and talk about God. My name is Katie.
And I'm Annie, and we'll be with you for the month of October. It's the start of autumn, and I love getting into cosy clothes after school.
Yeah, I'm a bit sad to say goodbye to the summer, but I do love a few things about autumn. Things like the trees changing colour, lighting the fire, lighting some candles.
We left the big story with the Israelites desperate for a king, and God appointed Saul to rule. This is the next part of the story from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 58.
So the Philistines raised an army to fight the Israelites. The armies faced each other on opposite hills with a valley between them. One of the Philistines stepped forward. He was called Goliath. He was over 9 feet tall. That's about 1.5 times taller than most grown-ups. He was wearing lots of bronze armour and was really rather scary to look at. He thought his army was much bigger and stronger than the Israelites. He had a big, deep, booming voice, and he shouted out to the Israelites for one man to come and fight him. Whoever won the fight would take the other army as slaves. Do you think you would have volunteered? No way! The Israelites were absolutely terrified. Goliath asked this question every single day for 40 days, and nobody volunteered. Meanwhile, a young man called David was sent by his father to deliver some food to his big brothers who were part of the army. While he was there, he heard Goliath shouting and asked those around him, "What's the reward for killing Goliath? The king heard about David asking questions and sent for him. When King Saul saw David, he laughed and said, "You're just a boy. Goliath is huge and has been fighting all his life." David persuaded Saul to let him fight. As a shepherd, David had fought off many lions and bears. But more importantly, David told Saul that he believed that God would protect him, just as he always had. King Saul wanted to protect David as much as possible, so he dressed him in some big heavy armour. It was far too big for him, and David couldn't move, so he took it all off. He walked over to the stream and collected 5 stones. Armed with the stones and his sling, he set off to fight Goliath. Goliath couldn't believe they had sent such a small, puny-looking boy to fight him, and so he teased him. David replied, "I come to you in the name of God, the Lord of heaven's armies. Your Philistines are against God. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." David took a stone and put it in his sling and threw it towards Goliath. The stone hit him in the forehead and he fell face down on the ground. David grabbed Goliath's sword and killed him. The Philistines were defeated.
Wow, what a cool story. One little boy, one little stone, and a giant fell down. God really was on David's side. This is the part where we explore the story with some questions. When we say pause, you hit the pause button so you and your family have time to answer. Ready? Question 1. Were the Israelites scared of the Philistines? Why? Pause. They were absolutely terrified. The Philistines were a big army of men, and Goliath was huge. Nobody could beat him. Question 2. How did David manage to kill Goliath, who was helping him? Pause. In normal circumstances, David would not have stood a chance against Goliath. He was far too powerful, but David trusted God and put his faith in God, protection of the Israelites, believing that he would win this battle for them. Because of David's faith and trust in God, the Israelites won the battle.
If you have more time now or later in the week, here's another activity. When you are out and about sometime, why not see if you can find some flat stones? You could paint them or write a word on them to remind you about David and his courage and his trust in God. Put the stones somewhere you can see them to remind you that you can be strong and courageous because God is trustworthy and he is with you.
We've loved exploring the story of David with you. A small boy with mighty faith in God. Some things in our lives can feel really big and impossible to defeat, like a giant. Maybe we are finding a friendship at school hard, or we don't know how something will work out. These things are like giants. They taunt us and shout nasty things at us. They can make us doubt God. It says in the Bible that even faith as small as a tiny seed can move a mountain. So if we have just a tiny bit of trust in God, like that tiny stone, God can make the giants fall. Wow, I'd love to have just a tiny bit more faith that God can do impossible things this week. I wonder if there's anything scaring you just now, or perhaps something which makes you worry. In a minute, you'll hear the prayer chimes, and this is your chance to pray and ask God to help you. Remember that he is always with you. He knows everything that's happening in your life. Ask him for his courage and strength. So get praying. Until next time, peace out.